The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Bus operators in Dublin have been fined nearly €2.5 million in the first half of the year for no shows or delays. The National Transport Authority fined Dublin Bus almost €1.5 million, while the company Go Ahead, the operator that has taken over many of the Dublin bus routes, was fined more than €850,000. On the line is Green Party councillor Donna Cooney, who's been tweeting about this issue. So tell us about your own experience of this. I mean, the buses in your local area, have they been guilty of this kind of no show?
Yeah, well, we've had buses too full as well, but the Route 6 in particular, I've had, you know, constituents complain about no-show and, you know, the time not correct and whatever. So, yeah, I have had quite a lot of, had quite a lot of complaints, and I've had some correspondence back from Dublin Bus on it. So, yeah, and myself, you know, I've had buses disappear. You're standing there and bus due, and then it just
yeah. Now that's the big mystery to me, because what they try to do with those electronic signs that they have at bus stops, not all bus stops but some, was to kind of treat them like trains. You know, you're waiting for an intercity train or a Dart or whatever, and a Lewis, the same thing. You see, next one due 3 minutes, next one due 4 minutes or whatever. So the idea was to, with bus lanes and so on, to give the same predictability for buses that you have for trains and Lewis's and all of that. But people have reported to us on this programme, I'm there, the bus is due in 3 minutes, and suddenly it's gone. I mean, how did the system tell everybody it was only 3 minutes away, because it had to be somewhere else at that time, and then suddenly it never shows? What happened to it?
Well, apparently they've got technical issues in the performance of the RTPI system, which I've been told, and software bugs in the app, which has impacted on bus arrival times. So that's what I've been told in correspondence I've received back. So I'm not sure. I think they expect a bus to be going along en route. Perhaps a driver doesn't turn up for work. Or something happens along.
But this is supposed to be real time information, Donna. Every bus has, you know, some sort of transponder that is detected and reports back to the technical HQ, and every bus therefore can be monitored as it trundles along its bus lane or whatever. They're supposed to know where it is, and that's what produces the real time information on the sign. So how can it be only 3 minutes away and then vanish?
I know, it's a mystery. Like, sometimes it's actually vanishes off the system and it's actually there. Like, I was about to sort of, you know, hail a taxi or something, hop on a taxi app, because I was in a rush and I was waiting for the 1:30, and it said it was supposed to be due, and then it disappeared. And then looked again just as I was about to run off and use different transport, I saw it coming up over the hill, and I said, oh, there it is. So, you know, it's a mystery. You know?
So they have IT issues, they say, but it undermines the whole system. You know, if twice or three times a week the punters are at the queue and the bus fails to show, it means they'll believe nothing from that sign from here on in.
That's the problem. And I mean, it only seems to be recent enough in the last few months. I found it was, particularly the buses around my area, were very reliable. And you didn't have to look at a timetable, because one came every 10 minutes, 8 or 10 minutes. So, you know, you were somewhere in between that. Mm. You'd never have to be waiting long. And these issues, you know, it started to come. I started to get complaints really over the summer, I suppose. And now coming into the winter, it's, you know, people don't want to be. Well, into the autumn, people don't want to be waiting around even longer. You'll feel the impact of waiting at the bus.
It's much more uncomfortable and perhaps wet and damp and all the rest of it. Yeah. Now, Donna, Bus Éireann actually, or Bus Óglaigh, I presume it was, got in touch with you on foot of your tweets. What are they saying is the reason for these no-shows and the tardiness of many services?
Well, they're saying that, like other companies, after they're finding it difficult after the pandemic in terms of their staff, and that, you know, that they're having, you know, issues in terms of retaining staff. I think they're having issues. They have been recruiting, which they said the recruitment days were very successful in April and August. They say that they have, and when we all know that they have more funds than the ever before, that they've got, that their campaign to recruit 450 drivers and 50 mechanics and engineer operatives. Now, they don't say clearly, and I have asked, you know, how many have they hired already? You know, if the days, recruitment days were successful in April, you would expect them to be working now, and you would expect there to be, you know, less, less no-shows. So this seems to be that they have the resources to recruit. It seems that more people are using the buses, that there was a payment agreement decided with, I don't know if you would have read about that during the earlier in the summer, that there was a pay agreement. So there's been an increase in payment agreed in terms of the cost of living with the bus drivers. But there's obviously something not quite right. I know that it used to be seen as a good job. They have, you know, GP service, well, they used to have. So somebody needs to sit down, you know, is it the HR team, you know, find out why it is that people are not turning up for work, that they're not able to, retain their staff, because, you know, something has to be wrong. You know, what is it that's wrong? Because, you know, it used to be seen as a good job.
So
a lot of people.
That's what Dublin Bus need to do, is interrogate and indeed go ahead. If they're being fined a significant amount of money, almost €1 million, they're having the same problem. So they need to find out what's going on. We will be in touch with all parties and see can we get an answer. But Donna Cooney, Green Party councillor, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. One comment: we depend on the 133 and the 45A. Buses regularly disappear on the route or never appear. It's completely unreliable in all directions. Your guest says it's recent. Well, not here it's not, says that texter. Now, we're getting reports of an incident in Russia. A gunman has opened fire at a school in central Russia, killing at least 6 people, injuring 20. That's according to official Russian sources. The gunman then killed himself. And the motive is unclear. If we can get more on this, we will bring it to you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.